KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Residents in Reservoir Hills have been urged to remain calm amid a leaked email on alleged COVID-19 related deaths. It's after an internal memo cautioning undertakers from the Clear Estate Crematorium got leaked over the weekend, causing panic. It was encouraging staff to use the correct protective gear when handling the bodies of people who've died due to COVID-19 related illnesses. Roshan Bhagathirdhan from the crematorium says this was simply a safety procedure.
Crematorium never make any public statement. They just inform the undertakers. And there was one undertaker put it in social media, which he didn't follow the proper procedures because that was not for public knowledge. It was for the undertaker.
Ward 23 councillor Alicia Kassoon says there's nothing residents should worry about.
This was not intended as a warning to the public, but rather a proactive measure to protect crematorium staff members as they continue their essential work. I do urge the public to remain calm and not misinterpret the intent of this communication.
An infrastructure project in Shongweni, west of Durban, is expected to bring in billions worth of investment to the area. The West Town Square development has been described as the biggest project since the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Located between Maritzburg and Durban, the project began 3 years ago with the aim to boost KZN's tourism sector. Public Works says the first phase of the multi-billion rand development will wrap up in the next 3 months. Minister Dean McPherson will conduct an oversight visit this afternoon.
It's already seen 1.3 billion rand in investment in the area since construction began. This is going to see approximately 20,000 residential units being built, and the construction is planned for the next 10 to 15 years, including mixed-use precincts, spaces, shopping centres and other facilities.
And abroad, landslides caused by torrential rains in Brazil have left at least 10 people dead. Rescue services say 9 people died in the city of Ipatinga, where 80 millimetres of rain fell in the space of 1 hour over the weekend. Firefighters say they then pulled the body of an 8-year-old boy from the rubble of a house destroyed by a landslide. And finally, researchers say they're finding ways of using AI to safeguard endangered species. Autumn Ashenborn is from the Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research.
Up to now, there's a lot of focus on animal movements, but we want to also understand what animals do at a specific point to better understand behavior, and from their behavior, then we can deduct what needs they have for conservation. Of course, the data that we get in the zoo will not be exactly the same as in the wild, but basic behavior patterns we can already see.
Your top story this hour, residents in Reservoir Hills have been urged to remain calm amid a leaked email on alleged COVID-19 related deaths. It's after an internal memo cautioning undertakers from the Clear Estate Crematorium got leaked over the weekend. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.